Hey everyone, this is Steak. This week on Pet Food Alpha, we will be talking a little bit about the expansion, a little bit about the campaign battles. We didn't really get into that last week, but we'll talk about it this week. We'll talk about a little bit more about the fan festival wrap-up information, including the almighty Apkalu, and tons more fun. Enjoy the show.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to this week's exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
And I'm Smugalicious.
And that is all we have. And
unfortunately, Chin is kind of sick this week, so...
Unfortunately,
such
a shame. Yeah,
for real. And Kieran obviously is not here as well. He's kind of MIA doing, you know, personal life stuff, which is important.
We'll get him back on.
Yeah, we will.
One of these days, sure. whether he wants to be or not.
Word. All right. Well, got a pretty exciting show this week. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the expansion stuff, so we might as well just go ahead and get started. We got, first of all, exciting news from the fan festival.
Which,
They put a little bit, like, an update that kind of outlined some of the stuff that happened at the fan fest. Anything really?
That's, you know, most of it is stuff we'd mentioned a couple weeks ago.
I know, I was trying to think of anything that's there that we didn't already talk about.
They talk about the guild support items for the signboards, so you can, like, the furnishings that'll, can, you know, give bonuses to the craft as well as reduce the chance of items breaking during synthesis, which is pretty cool.
They talk a little bit about they mentioned briefly, that they're considering private dungeons.
Dude, that would be cool if they could pull it off.
It would be kind
of. I'd be all for the private dungeon, man. I'd make, like, the PFA gauntlet challenge or something.
It would be like City of Heroes. You ever play City of Heroes?
Well, like, I did, but not for long.
All the dungeons are, like, party-specific. Well, not all of them.
That game drove me crazy.
Anyways, that would be kind of cool if you go in and, like, you're the only party that's there.
Yeah. It'd be very interesting.
So, but, you know. It's all good.
All right.
Not a whole lot in there, but, you know.
Right.
Because we covered it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were there first.
If you guys haven't checked it out yet, we got two parts of the Fan Fest, episode 75, part 1 and 2. Check it out if you haven't. There's a lot of good stuff in there.
Was it ironic that the Fan Festival was episode 75?
That was kind of weird. I remember, like, when I heard when the Fan Fest was... I was just out of curiosity. I'm like, I wonder what episode that would be. It was like 75. I'm like, that's 75. Weird. It's like they planned it that way or something. I don't know.
You know what? It's got me thinking, what are we going to do for like our 100th episode?
I don't know. Guess we'll find out when we get to that.
Like, lol.
Start thinking.
Maybe we'll get Yasu on the show or something.
There we go.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. Almighty Apkalu.
Almighty Apkalu. Yep.
We've spoken about this in episode 75, version 2, I believe.
I think it was part 2, yeah.
2. Okay, well, anyways, the question was asked at the fan festival how Almighty Apkalu is popped. Because I guess no one has ever seen
it. No one knew how to do it, and the devs didn't even realize that it was in the game.
So they're like,
so we have a little more. Yeah, there was an email sent out to most of the premiere sites. So we got the one off the wiki, and I made a interesting picture of an Apkalu. I tossed in there just for good looks. But well, I guess we'll just take these things one at a time. Does the NM Almighty Apkalu exist? And if so, where can he be found? Yes, the Almighty Apkalu exists. This, well, I don't even, what is it? Pusent? Is that what that is?
Pusent
Penguin. Penguin can be found only on the Silver Sea Ferry route from Nashmau to Alzebi. Not Alzebi to Nashmau, but Nashmau
to Alzebi. Which is probably probably why he's being missed is because people don't take the ship.
Yeah, they
back
just warp
to
back to Lightgate.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which is actually technically you don't take the boat to Alza Beat, you take the boat to Whitegate. But I won't get into that.
Well,
and they talk about too that the reason that people probably haven't seen it that much is because you know they'll warp or whatever.
Or go to the Alza Dollar.
Right.
I love how they go. Actually, we're just glad to find out ourselves that the NM wasn't some sort of debug monster that we had forgotten to take out.
Yeah, that's good. I love that. To tell you the truth, we don't know what it is either.
Yeah, that's what they said at the fan fest. Yeah, they're like, we don't know, but hey, let's get on. We'll get on that. Yeah. We'll get right on that.
Second question was, under what conditions does the almighty Apkallu appear? While we don't want to ruin everyone's fun by telling you exactly when and how he appears, because so many at the festival showed interest in the NM and stuff, we've decided to reveal a few cryptic hints that may or may not make the hunt a little easier. It says, first of all, luck plays a big role in whether he appears or not, which...
Duh!
Who knows what that might mean? I don't know. It's kind of a little vague. And it says, he doesn't like being left alone and will wander off if no one is around to keep him company. So maybe this means that if there's other Apkallus that come up on the boat, don't kill him?
Just like with Noble Mold.
Right.
Maybe.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, Noble Mold is that NM over in the Sanctuary of Zetah. Mm-hmm. That if you kill the Fungar MMs in a certain area, he won't pop.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Fungars are left alone and it's double rain weather, double water weather,
right,
then he will pop. So. Mm-hmm.
Then the last question, which I think has probably the best answer to it, says, how does one go about obtaining the Birdman cape? Does an NM drop it? That is a very good question. Another good question would be, why is this number 3 in a series of questions about the almighty Apkallu?
Duh!
Slash random.
Yeah, if you can't figure that one out, yeah.
Totally slash random.
But so there we go, a little more about the NM that... You know, up till last week, we didn't think it existed. So that's some good news shed on that. A little bit of PFA news, too. Hopefully, by the time this episode gets out, we'll be launching up a new part of the forums. We've been wanting to do this for a while, just trying to, you know, figure out how we were going to do it. We're going to put up a section for guest applications.
Yeah, so a lot of you have kind of showed interest in being on the show, and what ends up happening is, you know, someone will say, hey, I'm interested in being on the show, and then, you know, we never get their Skype information, or they're not online when we go to do the show, and we kind of are looking for a way to kind of streamline the process.
Right.
So if you want to be on the show, you know, you answer a couple questions, you know, whether in, you know, we'll determine, you know,
right,
if you're available to be on the show or whatnot, and you know, do you have a microphone, etc., what's your Skype name, and we'll get all this information so that, you know, we can have guests more often.
Basically how it's going to work, we're going to put up a new section under PFA in the forums just for applications. We'll put up a sticky with the information you need to put. Basically, we're looking for your character name, your server, your highest jobs. You don't need to list all your jobs, just list, you know, a couple of your highest ones, no big deal. Character description. I would really like to get a picture of your character to use on our post when we put up the episode. So, you know, if you don't know how to do that, there's like a character creation trial thing on the Play Online site. I'll put a link up to that. It's basically, you know, what race, gender, what face type, what color the hair is, that kind of stuff. You know, we ask you, why do you want to be on PFA? And then, of course, we want your Skype name and your email, that kind of stuff. So if you, you know, fill out all that stuff, and we'll put a little stuff about up on, like, the times that, you know, we usually record on there, too. And we'll try and get to you a couple days before we actually record so we can confirm everything. We're not going to be, like, calling you guys up last second and be like, hey, you know, you want to be on the podcast?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if the, you know, the small chance happens that, you know, someone we had planned to be have on, like, just doesn't show up, and we have, you know, a couple applications sitting around, we might just pull one up and say, let's see if they're online. So, you
right,
know.
Right,
we'll just
this will just be a better way of keeping track of who wants to be on the show and kind of give us a better way to line people up for doing that. So,
yeah.
We're looking forward
to
it.
Yeah, we just want to get more people from the community on here and stuff, so we'll
Absolutely. We'll I'd like to see a guest every time.
You know? Yeah, that'd be really cool. And obviously,
we were supposed to have a guest this week.
We were going to have Ganny on, and something happened with his internet, and he just kind of dropped out. So I don't know what happened with that, but maybe we'll talk to him in a couple of weeks or something.
But, yeah.
So yeah, guest applications. There you go. Yep. They're coming.
As soon as those come out, fill them out, man. If you want to be on the show,
And of course, we're not going to be able to get to everybody right away. So, you know, we'll get to as many as we can and everything. So,
and we do have a show every week. So, you know, we'll get to you.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
So, that's pretty much all of the news type item stuff. I know we have plenty of in-game. Obviously, we've had a little bit more time to play with the expansion. So, why don't you guys go first and tell us a little bit about what you've been doing with the expansion stuff. Who's going?
I'll go, I guess.
Ladies first.
I can go.
All right,
ladies first. Go ahead. Quick, you go.
First of all, not only the expansion, because we have been going around, my link show has been going around and doing a couple of events too. The last couple of weeks have been free weeks for expansion exploring, but then we usually come up and do something on the weekends. And Dynamis and Limbus always stays the same, so. But I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not, because we were doing mostly expansion stuff, but I did change nations a couple weeks ago. I'm now rank 5 Windurstian.
Nice.
And the only reason why I changed to Windurst was A, because at that time we had the Ronfar and the Gustaberg OPs, so I wanted to get those. And B, because there's a particular conquest point item that I want that is rank 8 Windurstian. You have to be that to get it, so. And then also somewhere along, you know, the last couple of weeks, I got Kieran's Assode, so.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yes. That was a little bit of a surprise, but it's kind of cool that, you know, I have it now. Let's see. Last week we did, like I said, mostly, exploring the new areas.
What's your favorite new area so far?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I love the music in almost. I haven't heard any music.
Oh, the music!
Except for the campaign music.
The campaign battle music. Oh my god!
Yeah, the campaign music is decent the first 200 times you hear it, but when you
it's like
it gets 201 and 202, it gets kind of annoying.
It's like the Vanadil March. Like, it's cool when you first hear it, but, you know, after you log in,
you know what?
For, like,
speaking
a year...
of the Vanadil March, we were just talking about this just before the show starts. This is my position. I am a big fan of the new Vanadil March, which is the intro for Final Fantasy XI for the Wings of the Goddess. Fusion says the Treasures of Ottergon one was better. I disagree. I think this one's better. What do you think, Squig? I forgot what you said.
Stayed out of that conversation.
You know what? That gives me a good idea for later. Let's save that for later. I have an idea for that.
All right, good deal.
All right.
But anyways, played around with Scholar a little bit. I got to level 10.5.
Nice.
Not bad.
Ended up in a party with 3 dancers and a paladin. And the paladin realized that he was in a party with 3 dancers and bolted.
Law.
For some strange reason, even though we were doing fine.
That sucks to me, then. It's his loss, because from what I've been hearing, parties with
actually,
dancers
it was all of our
really
loss,
well.
Because, yeah,
well, yeah he
disbanded,
was
the whole party disbanded. Yeah, so.
Sucks.
And so, but that after that, what else did we do? We did a Dynamis Valcrim run, which kind of sucked, because, there's this certain glitch with the fairy ring where you'll shadow bind him, and then for some reason you won't get any hate from him after you shadow bind him, so he'll just stay there. In the meantime, there's like these Yagudos in the tunnel. You're supposed to have somebody a sack puller go in and pull the Yagudos away so that way you can pull fairy ring.
Right.
Well, fairy ring didn't move when we pulled him.
Is that the, is that like the boss came back?
No, that's one of the NMs.
Okay. Yeah, I've done Falcrim like one time and it was bad.
So fairy ring didn't move, so the Yagudos came back and ate us all alive. And then we, we managed to kill fairy ring though. We all raised up, and there's this other NM that is a Gabu NM that you gotta go down to the almost to the zone to the highlands for to kill him. But we didn't really have the time because you only have like an hour to kill him. Big mistake. Yeah. Because if you kill this NM, if you kill the Gabu NM, then the NM at the end doesn't do his charm move. But if you don't kill him, he does it all the time. So we spent a whole battle being charmed and killing each other, and yeah, it went really, really badly. we were supposed to have a Jailer of Love today. Didn't happen because just lack of people. It's finals week, and people are doing Christmas shopping and traveling for the holidays and stuff. So, you know, hopefully we got another Jailer of Love scheduled for tomorrow. Hopefully we can get people to get down there to do it. And then tonight we did a Dynamis Zarkabard. Highlight for that for me was that Oshi got his Kogateko.
Nice.
He's got the little thing for ninja tool expertise, so now he's going to put in the merits for his ninja, so he can actually optimize that more. Also, the White Mage Gloves dropped, and it was a four-way lot between me, Oshi, and two other people. And my crappy lot string continues. Another two-digit lot for me. Woohoo. Yeah. But I think I beat my lot for the Hayadate because my Hayadate lot was like 39. I think this one was like 52. So, yeah. So I've been getting some crappy lots lately. But Leisha Leader ended up getting that one. We also had Thief, Samurai, and Dark Knight drop tonight.
Nice. So
it was a pretty decent run. So been doing quests in the new areas. Got all of the Wings of the Goddess missions done up to this point, which are only three of them. And I've been having fun with the new areas, doing a couple of campaign ops. I haven't done any battles yet, but I think we're gonna get together and do some tomorrow.
Yeah.
Also, one more thing we did. We helped. I went ahead and helped some guy with the Tomberry NM for the COP mission, which is kind of fun. Because
step four.
Yeah, because we were almost done with like because what it's a NM and he'll spawn like two other Tomberries or three other Tomberries, I don't remember how many, and then you know we'll go ahead and we'll fight those, and one of them's a summoner, and he had a light spirit out, and
wait, you know, COP? We were almost,
yeah, COP.
What part of COP is that?
I thought right before it's right before I think Tenzin. Sorry, before you do Tenzin.
Oh, okay. I haven't done that yet.
So he got this summoner in him, right? And we were all, he was the last one. He was almost dead. We're like, okay, this is too easy. And then somehow the avatar woke up at an astral flowed, and the same guy that said too weak ended up dying. So, yeah. So,
long yeah, that for was, that guy.
Yeah, but anyways, that's basically it. I'm tired. I can't really think of anything that happened. other than my 52 lot in Dynamis Zarkabard tonight. Yeah.
Alright, Fuse, what have you been doing, man?
Been doing a lot of the same stuff. I've been doing a lot of campaign battles. I've been doing the campaign ops every day.
Yeah, we didn't really talk a lot about the campaign battles.
We haven't, yeah. Campaign battles, when we recorded last week, that was the only thing I really hadn't checked out. And there's still a few things about it that I need to, you know, look at. Basically, what you do is, if you look at your campaign map, if you see an area that has, like, a little sword going through it, that means there's a battle going on right there. Unless, which, you know, is the case right now, the map can be a little behind. So sometimes you'll get there and there won't be a battle because it will have, like, just ended. But most of the time you'll go there and there's a battle going on. You have to talk to the campaign arbiter, which will just be like an NPC standing around, and you get tell him to give you like allied tags, which will give you a little sword icon over where your link shell would be. And that means that you're part of the campaign battle. And when you're part of the campaign battle, you don't lose experience points.
Woohoo!
Sweet. Which is very, very nice, because I'm surprised I haven't died more than I have with some of these. I've done campaign battles in pretty much every area. The only areas I really haven't done them in yet is like Necropolis, Paschau, and Crawler's Nest. Like I've pretty much done a battle everywhere else right now. But like there was Mercodav and Rollenberry fields are horrible. Their defense is insane. And there's this one that used this AoE move that did like 1,100 damage to me.
Jeez. Like, well, I mean, take a look at their armor.
That's
too.
True. Yeah. So needless to say, my Wyvern got owned, and it was a knockback too. So I'm just kind of chilling. I'm like, I am gonna go heal over here in the corner. did one in Mountains today, which is kind of cool. It had the Yagudo in there. There was this crazy looking Yagudo samurai. He had like a mohawk, he had horns, and he had like a Hagen, like Great Katana model going. And he was just like, he was doing a bunch of little, like, annoying little AoE moves. And again, my Wyvern dies, so I'm just kind of sitting there, like, you know.
What do I do now?
It's like Ballista. When I go in on Dragoon with like a mage sub job, everyone just kind of comes up. It's like, oh, you're relying heavily on your Wyvern. Let me kill that first, so you're screwed for the rest of the fight. It's like, thanks. But no, it was cool. The one in the fight in Rollenberry, I ended up getting like 1,400 XP and like 700 notes, which is really cool. I mean, you know, if you're just sitting around and you want something to do, just go do a campaign battle. They're really easy to jump into. And there's always going to be people there, so even if you don't have re-raise, someone will probably end up raising you anyway. You know, it's a decent source for XP. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So did you get a chance to rank up?
I did. Yeah, I got I think it was a brass ribbon. Or something like that.
Nice.
It's kind of the thing that I find annoying with the new rank system. You get evaluated every like 5 days. You get the option to get evaluated, and depending on, you know, if you've done enough campaign ops or campaign battles and that kind of stuff, they'll, you know, determine if you get a new medal or not. But, you know, the 5 day thing, it's kind of annoying. Just, you know, I mean, granted, if you look at assaults, like, you know, you can only rank up so fast in those two, but it'd be nice to rank up a little faster, especially since, because, you know, they have Sigil now, right, instead of Sanction or Signet, and just like those other ones, you can get items from the guards with your allied notes. And, you know, with Signet, it would be your nation rank. With Sanction, it was your mercenary rank. With this, it's like which medal you have. But it's the medals are like divided up by classes, though. Like, so, I just got a brass ribbon, but I'm still in the ribbons category. Like, there's no new items. Like, I saw a list somewhere. I can't remember. There was like 4 or 5 ribbons, and then it goes to another like whole category. And then that's probably when I would see the, you know, the option to get newer items. But it's just like, come on, it's gonna take forever.
What'll be nice is whenever people like actually figure it out and figure out what you need to do to get a particular ribbon or a particular rank up. I mean, we know you gotta do like campaign ops and campaign battles and stuff, but how much weight does a supply quest garner you versus a battle?
Right. I mean, and the thing too, I actually, now that I have that new ribbon, I can actually access more campaign ops.
Right.
Which is, some of them actually seemed a little easier even, so I don't know what that's about. I talked about the one where you have to tell the NPC how to craft certain items
last week,
and now I have another one available like that. Instead of, like, telling him how to make 3 items, I only tell him how to make 2, but it has, like, 1 more ingredient on each, like...
I see.
So, I guess, in a way, it would maybe seem kind of harder, but it seems easier to me. But, I mean, you know, again, they're soloable.
Yeah, that's a plus.
Which is the really good thing about them.
Yeah, it doesn't suck.
I've been spamming the crap out of that one where you tell them the ingredients.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll have repeat. So I'm actually memorizing these recipes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they keep asking me these questions. Okay, how do you make a flask of... Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do you make a flask of distilled water? Okay, I've had this question like 5 times before, so I think I'm good to go.
And I've been trying to try a different campaign app anytime I can. Just, you know, just... I'm kind of hoping that maybe somewhere along the line there's not going to be something with Assault where it's like, if you do all the missions, you'll get this. So, like, I would, you know, that way I wouldn't have to go back and do all of them, so I'm just kind of doing all of them as I can. And maybe, you know, depending on which ones you do, because there are some that are unlocked after certain conditions are met. You know, it's looking like at this point it might be just medals, but maybe it's like, you know, you have to do, you know, this ops, and this ops in order to qualify for this one, maybe. Who knows? But I'm doing as many of those as I can. Yeah. And then this morning I got my Dancer up to level 26.
Yeah, how do you like it?
Dancer's it's a cool job because every time you get like a new ability, like at 5 you get Drain Samba and you're like, wow, you know, this is pretty cool. And then at 15 you get Curing Waltz. And you're like, yeah, this is cool, you know, curing for a decent amount. Like, you know, you could solo really well with that. And then, you know, you keep leveling up.
Regular cure?
You can cure for like 70 HP with 20 TP.
Like, that's pretty good.
It's a nice amount. Yeah, I mean, that's
good.
Once you get that, you could solo very easily. And then after that, you can get, is when you start to get your steps and your flourishes, which are really cool. The first one you get is Quick Step, which will lower an enemy's evasion. And you can stack that on the enemy up to 5 times. So me, Ty, and Coffee were going around leveling stuff, and Ty was Bard PL on us, so which was really cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. So me and Coffee were both on Dancer, so we kept doing Quick Step between the two of us, and you can, you know, if you have more than one dancer in the party and you're using the same step, you can pile it on with the other dancer. So I would hit Quick Step, it would be level 1. He would go, and then it would do level 2. We got it all the way up to 5, which is the max. Which is really cool. And every time you do, I think it varies for each step, but if it's successful on it, you know, like sticking onto the mob, you'll get what's called a finishing move. And then you use those instead of TP when you use flourishes. And right now the flourish I have, it's animated flourish, I believe it's called, which is like the dancer's provoke ability, which is pretty cool. I haven't really used it that much, but definitely a cool thing. And then at level 25, I got Spectral Jig, which is probably, it sounds cool, and it is, it's pretty cool. It gives you sneak and invis, not just like, you know, it's not like white mages who are sitting there having to cast both of them. I can just, you know, spin around, do a little twirl, and I get both of them on, which is nice. It doesn't seem like it lasts pretty long. It's at like a 25-second recast. But it's one of those things, like, you don't need TP for it either, so I'll just be walking around town on Dancer, and just because I can, I'll just do a Spectral Jig and walk around invisible.
Nice.
So, you know, it's like you get that new toy, you just want to play with it a little bit.
Are you using daggers now? I'm
using daggers now. I switched over to sub nin. I got I think I'm using mercenary daggers right now just to get a little extra accuracy going there.
Sweet.
But yeah, so far I'm enjoying it. Hopefully this week I'll get into a couple parties, maybe get like box step or something at 30 and see how that goes.
Awesome.
Yep, yep. So what have you been doing this week, dude?
I was leveling Thief, and I got into a party with Elsidos. He was leveling Warrior, and I was on Thief, and, I managed to kill the party only, you know, twice. During that time.
Lol.
But one of the times, I told Elsidos that I'd make fun of him because he lost his level during one of those. Well, what happened, it was weird, like, I pulled. lol. I pulled, and then I came back to camp, and then there was it was beetles, and there was a beetle already at the camp, so I assumed that, you know, someone had pulled, you know, just pulled it, like it was a pop, and they just pulled it, but didn't say anything.
Right.
So, like, I guess what actually happened was there was a link, and I didn't see a link.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So it ended up being, like, my fault, but you know what? It's all good. And the tank that we had in the party was just really bad. But when we got a new tank, it was all good again. So, anyways, I got my thief to level 40, and...
Woot, AF.
Very nice.
So I started doing my AF1 quest for thief, and it involves going out to Bido, and you have to steal an item from a Kudav, and you can only get it by stealing, and stealing is, like, not... You know, you don't. If you steal, you don't steal something every time. In right. fact, you miss quite a bit. So I go up there with my paladin sub thief, and I'm stealing on Kudavs, and like I must have missed like 10 times. And steal has a 5-minute recast, yeah. So it's like you steal and you miss, and you gotta wait 5 minutes to start another
Ouch.
One. And you steal and you miss, and you gotta wait 5 minutes for another one. It's ridiculous. So, and I finally got that, and now I'm, you know, I'm on my way to finish that quest, but,
cool.
Well, not now, but
right.
recording, but anyways, so by the end of the night, I'll have my, what is it, Marauder's Knife or whatever, it's Dex plus 2, AGI plus 2.
Sweet.
Let us see here. Pretty much. I mean, I think that's all I've been doing. I haven't done anything with the expansion.
Yeah, dude, you need to get on that, dude. You need to do a little dancing.
You know, the thing is like I logged in and my thief is there. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. I told myself that I'd level thief, and you know, as soon as I logged on, I got a party invite. So I was like, all right, well, I'll party for a while.
Right.
Let's see what happens. And then one thing leads to another, and it's like we end up getting good EXP, so I'm like, I'll just do this later. So, I haven't even gone back in time yet. I haven't even seen one of the cavernous moths.
Dude.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
After we're done, you need to go and get the first cutscene. You
okay.
will be blown
yeah, for
away.
Real.
Okay. I will. You have to show me where that's at. It's in Juno, right?
Dude, I will walk you through everything
no.
you need.
Isn't it near Juno?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's not in Juno.
It's in Rolandberry, right?
You can go in any area right outside
you go
of Juno.
To any, yeah. Either Rolandberry, Bataya Downs, or Shamong Champagne.
Sweet.
Heck yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to leveling Thief. I'd like to say that I'd level Dancer, but like right now I need to get Thief to 45 so I can get TH2, then I'll go farm. Because I need to farm because I'm really broke right now. Oh my gosh.
I hear ya.
Yeah.
Limbus and Re-Ray's hairpins are biting
up
my wallet.
I don't even want to think about Limbus coming up next week. Like, I've been spending all my money on Dancer.
You can
it's like it sucks
I can't afford the 30k for
know,
the soap.
I don't know, you know, I mean, there was like a while ago when I was like, dude, Corsair, I'm gonna love Corsair, I'm gonna be awesome at it. And then like a week later, I'm like, I'm done with this job. And so like right now, I'm like, Dancer, yeah. So like, I'm kind of curious to see how long this will last. But you know, while I'm leveling it, you know, I'm not just gonna level the job. I'm gonna like pimp this job out. I'm gonna get, you know, the best gear I can. You know, I'm not going to be, like,
do it, man.
Every other dancer's just kind of like, look at me, I'm dancing. I'll be like, dude, check this out. And, like, you know, cure everybody for a million health.
No way.
I'm just, yeah, like, you know, I don't want to have decent gear. I want to have the best gear that I can get.
Gears.
In the world.
I don't want to be skimping out on gear, yeah. So,
and so he'll
problem
be,
with
so,
getting,
so
getting,
Fusion
like,
will be level 60 and be pimping out his little pink outfit.
Well, the thing that's nice, I mean,
outfit.
At, you know, up when you get to like 70 or so, Dancer can wear the Palawan gear from Assault. I already have the body for that for my Dragoon,
nice.
And I have, you know, like 5 or 6k in points for each area right now because I've been trying to finish up my Captain rank. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's not going to be too hard for me to get. Hopefully some of the AF, when it comes out in like probably like January or February, hopefully some of that will be decent. So I don't have to get, like, all of those pieces or something, but...
Lol, so you really will be wearing pink and purple.
Lol.
Messing around with
Dude.
That.
Oh.
I was already... I was messing around earlier. I went on Sam Ryan sub dancer just for the hell of it, and I was dancing around town, because I, you know, meditate for 160, you know, curing waltzes, you know, 20 TP, you can get a lot of dances off.
Yeah, man.
I was just sitting there dancing, and people were like, "Dude, what are you doing?" I'm like, "I don't know, but I love it."
Dude, you could like do. I wonder if Dancer is gonna be like useful in like
I'll be
BCNM
curious
situation.
To see. Yeah, I mean, even as a sub job situation too. Like, you know, I mean, I had it, you know, it was like 15 when I tried it, so it kind of sucked in some aspects. But I used Drain Samba.
Yeah.
And I had my Saburo going. I was getting like 11 HP a hit back to me, which is pretty nice.
Nice.
I think there's a Drain Samba 2, I think. I'm not sure what level it is. So it's probably before 37, I would imagine. But, I mean, you know, right now it's too early, but once I get it to. Another thing, too, that I looked up on the wiki earlier. If you do Dragoon Subdancer, you don't get a mixed Wyvern. You get an offensive Wyvern, which really pissed me off.
Because
that would have been cool if I could solo as Dragoon Subdancer. But,
I had in my party today, I had a Puppet Master Subdancer.
Oh, boy. That's
it was so a Taru.
Good.
Was like, WTF. And actually, it's kind of funny because I did like an Uber mistel today. And I said, "Lol, I have a pup slash dancer in my party." And I said it to the party, and he's right there. And
ouch.
I was like, oops.
Was he using like just like Drain Samba and stuff? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Was the automaton getting HP from that?
No. I don't think so.
I just thought about that.
I didn't think to check at that, but I don't think so. I don't think he got anything for that.
I'll have to see if pets get HP. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'll have to mess around with that later.
Maybe.
Dancing Dragoon.
Dancing Dirk.
Because you didn't get poor enough invites already. Okay. I guess it'll take us into our emails for this week.
Emails!
Alright, well, first email that we have comes from, Elsie Dose, who I was partying with today, who actually is he's a good warrior, actually.
Oh.
Word up. Shout out to Elsie Dose. Anyway, she says, "Hey guys, I had a really great idea. Well, it's not really an original idea because I have heard it on a radio show in the past, but here it goes. It would be a, quote, from the forums, unquote, segment where you would ask a question and people would go to the forums to answer. On the next episode, each host would pick their favorite answer and read it on the air. Here's an example. If you could make the ultimate job, or ultimate lol job, rather, what would it be? And what would be its 2-hour? And then next week, you guys pick out the funniest answers. Other questions would be, who would win in a cage fight between Chin and Kieran?
Chin.
Or you could
hands down.
Chin, oh, yeah. All the way.
Chin would cut you in half, believe me. All right. Or you could be serious and ask what was the most gratifying moment you've had in 11. These would accomplish two things. One, it would be a hilarious segment for the podcast, and two, it would be to encourage people who listen but aren't signed up for the boards to do so. And a third hidden latent effect would be that some people just like to hear their names mentioned on the air. I don't know, thought it might be fun. Signed, Elsie Dose."
I like this idea. It's something we've done it kind of a little bit in the past with, you know, just a couple of threads.
We want to do stuff like Treasure Coffer was cool, but we want to do stuff that's more engaging with the forums.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, obviously the Treasure Coffer, you know, before you had to, you know, actually be signed up on the forums to get into the forums.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of forced you to actually go in and make a profile on the forums, but you know, it really didn't, you know, have anything to do with going into the forums and being a part of the community.
Right.
What we want is more community involvement from everybody.
Absolutely.
So that's a good idea.
I think I have a good idea for our first from the forums bit.
Yeah?
I think we should do a poll.
Okay.
To see which Vanadil March people like the most.
Oh, Lord.
do it. I think it's.
We're gonna solve this. We're gonna get to the bottom of this steak.
All right, you want to make a wager?
Ooh. Let's do it.
Ooh. All right, $10. How about that?
I can do $10.
All right, $10. $10 says that the outcome of this poll is going to be that the Wings of the Goddess of Vanadil March is better than Atargon.
It's all about the Atargon one, man.
I don't think so.
Dude, it's all about the Atargon one. They did that stuff live at FanFest at the concert, man.
Nah.
You can't pull that off with the Wings of the Goddess one, man. It's all about the Atargon March.
I disagree. Right. I think this one's better.
All right. Notice how I am staying out of this.
Squig, come on, take a
side. You know you're gonna throw up a vote on the poll. You know you will.
All right, we'll do it.
Well, I'll set that up.
Go into the forums and cast your vote.
All right, second email.
Make sure you have the "I think you're all crazy" options.
So No.
It's either Atargon or Wings. That's all you got.
Yeah.
What about the one for Rise of the Xylart?
What about it?
Or the one for COP?
We're not talking about
Rise
those.
Of the Xylart was just the original Vanadil March.
Exactly. So give them all a chance.
Nah.
Let everybody vote on all four.
Nah.
This is between me and Steak.
This is between me and Fusion.
It would be funny if we did do that, and then one of those other ones won.
Yeah, that's why we're not doing it. That's why we're not doing that.
You know what? On a serious note, like I really like the Wings of the Goddess one, but I also really liked the Chains of Promathia intro music. Although it wasn't actually quote unquote the Vanadil March.
Yeah, it was Unity. It was
so good. I loved it. Yeah. But I don't know, I think this one, the new one's my favorite.
Well, we'll take it to the forums.
Right.
If you guys have any suggestions for this segment, email us, toss something up in the forums. We'll start up like a suggestions thread for this section or whatever.
PetFoodAlpha@gmail.com.
Right.
All right, our next...
Suggestion one, start putting some of our hosts on antidepressants. Moving right along.
Or at least ADD medication.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? Oh my god, look at that cat.
that cat was like three channels ago,
man. Oh, look,
man.
A kitty. Okay.
All right, next email comes from the PFA love child, Edwith. Who says, Dear PFA, sometimes I get into parties and odd status effects happen to various party members, and they depend on me to get rid of them. Currently, I go through my plethora of cure spells and hopefully eventually get rid of the problem. But, to be honest, it would be nice to differentiate the following spells and what they specifically do. Okay. Erase. Kursna. And Viruna. Thank you for your help. Sincerely, the PFA love child, Edmith. PFA equals pet food amazing. Okay. What erase does is erase will take away one negative status effect.
So that's, there's a lot of different stuff in that.
See, my
question... But it won't necessarily take off a status effect that can be cured with another Gnaw spell.
Right.
It won't take off silence or paralyze or things like that.
Certain things have certain spells, like silence, Silena, that kind of thing.
Like, erase doesn't take care of curse, does it?
No, that's Kursna.
Yeah.
Kursna just takes curse off.
Curse, mm-hmm. And sometimes it'll take off doom. Sometimes. Oh, really? It has a very slight chance, but sometimes it won't work. So you're sitting there spamming curse now, hoping that this dude doesn't drop dead because he's doomed.
Right.
Well,
Viruna.
And Viruna.
It removes disease and plague.
Yeah.
Disease and plague you don't usually hit until later on. I'm not sure about with the Atargon areas, how many people will actually hit raptors. I know there's a couple in the thickets. But they're mostly Beastmaster pets for the Mongol Jaw.
Right.
But we used to use it a lot in areas like the Valley of Sorrows. Am I showing my game age yet? The Valley of Sorrows, because raptors have a move that causes virus, causes a person to be diseased, and so you'd use Viruna for that.
And it sucks, too. Virus
yeah, it really does. Some virus effects will, I think it's plague, will actually take away off your TP. So that kind of sucks too. Erase will take off things like, it'll take off slow. There are some types of slow that won't be taken off with haste, such as when a spider does spider web, you have to actually erase the slow first, then haste the person. Mm-hmm. It'll take off things like any type of, if a mob does like an absorb spell on you, like a Dark Knight spell, it'll take off that effect. It'll take off bio and dia.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else will it do? Anything like frost or, shock or rasp or burn, yeah. Any of those mm-hmm. elemental debuffs. Mm-hmm. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, for the most part, you know, there's some that are obviously, you know, specific to certain things, like, you know, Silena, Paralina,
Poisna.
And then Kersna.
Okay, if you cast a brace and you have two negative status effects, which does it take away?
It'll take away the one that was cast, that was put on you last.
Last or first.
So the most recent one that was cast.
Right.
Will yeah.
Be, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Right on.
Okay. Hope that answered your question.
Congratulations
for getting level 51.
Yeah.
That's a big.
He's working up the
big
ranks,
step
sir.
For a
that's
mage
a milestone.
Because,
that's huge.
Yeah, that's a huge step for a mage because that's when you start getting the elemental stabs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man.
So you get light staff and dark staff.
You're the man now, dog.
Yeah, Edwas sent me a tell talking about he actually has out, you know, gear swap macros for his light staff and his dark staff.
Very nice.
Way to go.
You know you've started achieving things when you have to start making, you know, swap.
Gear swap, yeah.
Lol.
All right.
That does our emails, man.
Yeah.
For this week, anyway.
Hopefully we'll get more next week. If you guys listening, send us some.
I'm going to be getting t-shirts out this week. So
yep.
For those of you, for the last little, you know, order of t-shirts, I got those processing. And they'll be out this week. So hopefully by the end of this week, you guys will have them in hand. Unfortunately, for those who missed the deadline.
That's
right. Try again next time. Yep. All right. If you guys don't have anything more, I certainly don't have anything else to add.
One quick alibi. They talked about when we were talking about Almighty Apakalu, they mentioned the Birdman Cape.
Yes.
And for anybody who's interested in the Birdman Cape, I looked it up on FFXI Encyclopedia. Basically, Birdman Cape offers defense plus 7, MP plus 30, charisma plus 9, and it enhances resist paralyze effect. It's level 69 and can be worn by Black Mage, White Mage, Red Mage, Bard, Summoner, Blue Mage, and Pup. So, really good piece, I'd say, for Bard.
That is a good
the charisma
piece.
Plus 9.
Definitely.
That's very nice. Plus, you got your Pamamas and your Opal Crown going on.
I'll be curious to see how soon somebody gets this thing to pop now. Now there's a little bit
more.
Yeah,
really. Really. All right. Check out our forums at petfoodalpha.com. We're going to put up that poll.
Also, guest applications.
Yes, the guest applications will be up. If you're interested in being on the show, fill out the information there, and we'll get you on ASAP. Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com, as always. And we thank you for listening this week, and we will see you next week. Everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Later.